For the week of April 15th, 2024, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee is an organic chemist and a nutritionist who lost 100 pounds by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's the topic for this week?
This week we're talking about something called autophagy.
Autophagy.
Yeah, let me spell that for us. It's A-U-T-O, like auto, and then P-H-A-G-Y.
Okay.
Autophagy.
Okay.
Yeah. So autophagy is a term that refers to our body's natural self-preservation mechanism, where it literally sort of cleans out damaged cells in order to regenerate newer, healthier cells.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of basically like our body's sort of clearing out recycling system. And it's really coming to be understood as the mechanism by which our body is able to rejuvenate. And it's, you know, associated with longevity. It's associated with prevention of disease. It's associated even with skin health. So there, you know, so basically it's sort of like a mechanism where, you know, let's just, you know, if we use an analogy, we could use it as like, you know, your garage is just full of all these things that some of them need to just be thrown out because they don't have any use. You know, maybe they're even like old broken items that you just kind of threw in there and you haven't had a chance to really get rid of. And then there might be some things in there that could be recycled and used to make something more useful. Right. So in our body, we have all these different metabolic byproducts that end up in our cells, and we have this little mechanism called autophagy where we literally sort of break down toxins, or we break down old fragments of proteins that can't be used. So we get rid of those, and then we have these other little components that can actually be recycled to make new cells or to repair cells. So this is one of it's a relatively new but fascinating area of research to figure out what all autophagy is doing in our body. But it's come to be known as probably the key to health.
So does it happen in a particular organ?
It happens in all of our cells.
Wow.
Yeah, so not just a particular organ. But some of the organs that have been really studied is the brain, for one, because brain cells, you know, we've always sort of been told that when a brain cell dies, it just dies and we don't get them back. But we're starting to find out that autophagy can actually repair brain cells. So it's just all a matter of the person and how they're eating and exercising and how they're living, basically, that increases their autophagy.
So was there an article that brought to your attention to this topic?
Well, there's been a number of articles, but the one area of research that has really brought this to light is intermittent fasting.
Oh, interesting.
So, because when the body is in a fasted state is when this autophagy kind of kicks in. So this is, you know, kind of where it sort of hit the mainstream, you know, where people were learning about it and reading about it. It was researched prior to that, but this is, you know, the connections are being made now, because how our body kicks in this autophagy, and we are doing it all of the time, but it seems to really rev up when our bodies are low in glucose levels, which would mean during a time of fasting, or it could actually mean during a ketogenic diet as well. Someone's following a ketogenic diet where they have very little carbohydrate. So it basically seems to happen during times when the body is low in glucose, and then of course then low in insulin as well, because when you don't have any carbohydrate that's elevating your blood sugar, then your insulin is low as well.
So it would happen when you're sleeping, right?
It happens when you're sleeping. In fact, you know, that's one of the key things that the research is going into is, you know, good quality sleep is really important for autophagy.
Mm.
Yeah. So auto obviously means self, right? Mm-hmm. And then phagy means eat. And so the literal meaning of autophagy is self-eating. And it kind of might sound a little weird, but, you know, some explanations call it like self-devouring. But it's because autophagy is basically you're like eating up things that are not supposed to be there. And then, you know, like I said, recycling the parts that we can reuse and build new cells and that way. So I remember watching a documentary, it's been over 10 years ago now, about intermittent fasting. It was when intermittent fasting was very, very newly researched and was just barely getting known.
Mm-hmm.
But in that documentary, they described this, but they didn't call it autophagy. They didn't even use that word in the documentary. It was kind of interesting. This was back in 2012 or 2013. But the way it was described was that when you are constantly eating or when your blood sugar levels are high, that your body and all of your cells are like in this go, go, go mode. Like they're just constantly, you know, dividing and making new, and that this actually increases your aging, right? And that when you go into a fasted state, your body is in repair mode.
Mm-hmm.
So that is when, you know, old cells can die off and new ones get made, or existing cells get repaired, recycled. So that way you're not turning over cells as frequently as you do when you're aging. And that was why autophagy started, you know, the research started going into saying, oh, well, this is an anti-aging mechanism that we have in mm-hmm. our body. Mm. And then they found out that it's responsible for prevention of Alzheimer's disease because it helps heal the brain cells.
Mm.
And then they're finding out that it works for skin because you are rejuvenating your skin cells. And then they found out that, you know, this intermittent fasting or a very low carbohydrate diet seems to increase the autophagy.
Mm.
And so that's where all this research is going into now. And of course, it's going to continue to be an area of research because they're looking at it for cancer prevention. They're looking at it for immune system and inflammation lowering properties within the body. So it's, you know, it seems to be the mechanism, like I said, by which our body is in a preservation mode. So mm-hmm. self-preservation, a natural process.
All right.
Yeah.
So would there be a link?
I can provide a link to, well, there's a number of studies that would talk about this, but I think I'll provide a link to maybe something that's more layman term for people to read more about autophagy.
All right, Dee. Thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official podcast for Process-Free America. We're a nonprofit dedicated to eliminating childhood and adult obesity through nutrition education to both young and old. You can catch this podcast and lots of other great podcasts and articles at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and go forth and be healthy.